When we have so many things coming at us at all times, we can get stuck in bright, shiny object syndrome, where we think every new thing is what we should be doing in our nursing careers and our personal lives. I've suffered from this myself, and I'll explain more about that shortly. So let's talk about bright, shiny object syndrome and your life and nursing career right here on episode 164 of The Nurse Keith Show. Well, hello and welcome to The Nurse Keith Show. I am super grateful that you're listening and tuning into the show, whether it's your first time or you've been hanging out with me for months or years. Thanks for being part of the growing Nurse Keith Nation. This podcast is, as always, all about you and your nursing career, and I'm here to share education, inspiration, and ideas that can get you moving in a positive and inspired direction. Speaking of podcasts, have you heard about my new podcast, Mastering Nursing? That's right, it's a new interview-style podcast focusing on the nursing profession, and I want you to check us out at nursingdegreedatabase.com/podcast, and you'll get even more of me, plus some amazing guests every week. And I want to remind you that you can help other people find the show by leaving a rating review over on Apple Podcasts. I would love if you would do that for me. It helps a lot of other people find the show. And if you want to find the show notes for this episode, head on over to nursekeith.com/episode164. That is episode 164 to read all about it. Anyway, let's jump into the studio and dig right into today's topic. Come on in there with me. Have you ever gone after something new in your nursing career just because you felt like you were supposed to do it as a nurse? Have you ever worked hard for a new specialty nursing certification because it's the next bright, shiny object on your horizon? Well, bright, shiny object syndrome, BSOS, is real, or it's real in my world anyway, and it can take over your personal life and your nursing career if you're not careful. My personal bright, shiny object moment is going on for me right now in my life. And my personal bright, shiny object is, drumroll please, graduate school. I am trying to make a prudent and timely decision about whether going to grad school really makes sense, or if I'm just yanking my own chain unnecessarily at this point in my career. Yes, many people say, well, Keith, you should get a graduate degree. And I also give myself the message that I should, quote unquote, should have a graduate degree, but I'm not quite yet convinced that that bright, shiny object is the one that I want to pursue. So I am pulling myself back from the precipice, trying to make a prudent, timely, smart decision. And if you want to chime in and help me, please send me an email or a tweet or something and give me your 2 cents about whether I should go to graduate school or not. And we can talk about what's going on for me in that regard. We all have these things that we feel like we should be doing, or that other people tell us we should do, or just the stuff that comes across our desk or across our orbit, and we decide that it's the thing that is next for us. So bright, shiny object syndrome can infect us at any time in our personal lives, in our relationships, in our careers as nurses and healthcare professionals, and it's something we definitely want to pay some attention to. So on a personal level, I have seen bright, shiny object syndrome bring down or cause problems for a number of people. One of the ways that this can happen is people who are what I would call personal growth addicts or workshop junkies, people who are always seeing the next big thing. You know, what is the next thing coming along? Is it Eckhart Tolle? Is it Marianne Williamson? Is it Pat Flynn? Whoever it happens to be? Is it James Ray, the guy who went to jail for people dying in his sweat lodge? You know, there are lots of things that can draw our attention in this world. This is a complicated, complex, very full 21st century world, and we have to be careful about all the stuff that's flying at us at all times from social media, from the news, from the regular media, from our friends and family, from the blogs and articles we read, from TV, from movies, you name it. Lots of things will come at us telling us that we should be doing it. So whether it's personal growth addiction, or we're a workshop junkie and we just can't stop going to those workshops, or maybe we're addicted to love or sex or drugs or alcohol or gambling or sugar or pornography or relationships, whatever it happens to be, these are the bright, shiny objects that can hobble us or cause us issues in our lives when that bright, shiny object loses its luster, and you're then looking for the next thing to move on to. You know, there's lots of people out there who post videos, GoPro videos and things of themselves doing, you know, acro yoga or flying off the edges of cliffs doing hang gliding or surf gliding or all the different things we can do. Adrenaline and the seeking of thrills is a fun thing to do. Some of us like roller coasters. Some of us like hang gliding. Some of us like skiing. Sure, there's plenty of things out there to attract our attention and to draw us in to either fulfill some ages-old longing in us to do something new, something that has never come across our path before, or maybe we are trying to fill a hole in ourselves with an adrenaline addiction or a sex addiction or drugs or alcohol. So when I see in myself and in other people this notion of bright, shiny object syndrome, this desire for newness, the desire for novelty, always reaching and grasping for the next big thing, what I see is what I just mentioned. I see this notion of trying to fill a hole within us, something within us that's not fulfilled, and we are trying to assuage that emptiness with something that we can stuff in there. Now, that makes a lot of sense for those people who are addicted to substances, for instance, but we don't necessarily think about it in terms of people who, say, are, like I said earlier, addicted to going to workshops or addicted to personal growth or relationships. But it's really the same thing, no matter how you slice it. Now, there are healthy ways to be quote unquote addicted. Some of us might be addicted to going to yoga every other day, or I just went to the gym and lifted weights today. It felt really great. Now, that was not a bright, shiny object for me. That is just this thing I do to maintain my health and maintain my body awareness and my ability to be healthy in this aging, middle-aged body. And so all of us have these things we like to do. However, when we feel that it's somewhat, let's use the word since we're healthcare professionals, pathological, that we are avoiding something in our lives through this grasping at bright, shiny objects out on the horizon, then we need to take a good, hard look at ourselves and see what's going on in our personal lives that's really causing us to go down this particular road. So, these days, let's take dietary fads, for instance. So, do we want to go whole hog because coconut oil is really hot right now? Or do we want to cut all oils from our diets altogether? Or is dairy good or bad? Or is the next bright, shiny object for us a paleo diet? Or maybe it's not a paleo diet, maybe it's a plant-based diet, and we want to cut all animal products whatsoever from our diet. So, we all see people who are yo-yo dieting, who are jumping from one food fad to another, always grasping for that next shiny thing that catches their eye or the next thing they hear about on Instagram or Facebook, not to mention the risks of damaging your health if you're not careful when you jump into something without fully understanding it. So this bright, shiny object syndrome might lead you from Nia to Zumba to hot yoga to tango class. And this can leave us disappointed if we don't spend enough time mastering just one thing, right? So this can happen as well in our relationships. So I've known plenty of people, single people, who seem to flit from flower to flower. They flit from person to person, from sexual encounter to sexual encounter, always looking for the person who's going to be just that right person, that perfect person for them, that perfect partner, that perfect marital prospect, that perfect sexual partner, whatever it happens to be, whether it's the thrill of conquest or someone who's addicted or loves that notion of finding that new person and loving the first 3 months or 4 or 5 months of a relationship and then leaving before the going gets tough. Sometimes it's digging deep into that experience that will really lead you to the bright, shiny object, which is the bright, shiny object of your own personal fulfillment, of having stuck with something, sticking with that relationship for more than 6 months, sticking with that one workout routine that you feel like you really need to get to know, and or finding that dietary choice that really works for you, and you won't let other people dislodge you from your choice because you know it's really right for you and your body. So whether we're running from one version of the iPhone to the next because Apple tells us to do so, that's a perfect example of bright, shiny object syndrome. When that new iPhone comes out, when that new PlayStation comes out, whatever it happens to be, technology is one of those places where we all can get really sucked in, can't we? Bright, shiny object syndrome really shines when it comes to technology, especially smartphones. I feel like that's the place where we all get sucked in. So if tech is the place where you get lost, if that's where the latest and greatest draws you in and you spend your $1,000 or $1,500 without even thinking, is that really what you need to do to fulfill your life and make yourself feel happy in this moment? So when we come back from the break, we are going to talk about bright, shiny object syndrome and your nursing career and your professional development. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Well, we're going to take a quick pause for the cause about how you can support the Nurse Keith Show. That's right, you can become a patron of the Nurse Keith Show, just like other listeners who value this show so much that they want to give just a little bit each month to support the work we're doing here. When you pledge, you not only get the satisfaction of helping produce and support the show, you also get some pretty cool premiums from me. So just head over to patreon.com/nursekeith. That's patreon.com/nursekeith to read all about it. Also, please consider signing up for my newsletter over at nursekeith.com so that you can receive my bi-weekly message to you right to your inbox. And remember to leave a rating and review of the Nurse Keith Show over on Apple Podcasts and iTunes because it really helps other people find the show. So those are my sincere asks of you, dear listener. So now let's get back to the Nurse Keith Show and the subject at hand. And we're back. We've been talking about bright, shiny object syndrome. And before the break, I was talking about our personal lives and the way bright, shiny object syndrome can affect us in terms of our relationships or the ways that we approach exercise or food or that next iPhone that's coming out that we just have to have, even though it's $1,600. So now we're going to change gears. We are going to turn the corner and we are going to talk a little bit about bright, shiny object syndrome and your nursing career. So the way that this syndrome can manifest in your professional life as a nurse is in chronic unhappiness, impatience, and lack of fulfillment. Those can be some of the symptoms that you experience when you feel like what you're doing isn't enough, and you feel like you need to go off and do something more just because you think you should, or because someone mentioned something that might be really cool, or that you're just not allowing yourself to dig deep enough into your current position or your current specialty to allow yourself to learn what there is to learn and do what there is to do so that you can fully exhaust your interest in that one area before moving on. Now, Don't get me wrong. Sometimes people choose specialties or areas of practice or a patient population that after 3 or 4 months, they realize, man, you know what? This is not what I thought it was going to be. I am super unhappy. I need to jump ship and go do something else. Now, that is perfectly legitimate in many, many instances. And I've had many nurse career coaching clients who have done just that. They've chosen pediatrics or breast cancer care or whatever it happens to be, and they realize that it's not working for them. Now, that's not bright, shiny object syndrome. That is looking deeply at oneself, realizing that you're not fulfilled because what you're actually doing is not fulfilling, and there's something else that's calling your name. That is different than this notion, and I know I've used this word before during this episode, I'm going to use it again, this notion of grasping for the next thing because you just can't be happy with what you have because you think the next certification is going to do it for you, the next degree is going to do it for you, the next employer, the next group of colleagues is going to do it for you. So that's the difference, and I want to make sure you understand that, you know, chronic job hopping might be revealing of bright, shiny object syndrome. Also doesn't look very good on your resume. Changing from specialty to specialty every year because you just can't stay comfortable with one particular choice and always feeling that nothing is quite right in your career. Now, this can manifest also in terms of higher education. Earlier, at the beginning of the show, at the top of the show, I shared that going to grad school is one of those things for me that I just can't quite get my head around right now. I'm not sure if it's right for me. I'm not sure if I need it for what I want to accomplish in my career, no matter what other people tell me on the outside. They don't really know what's going on in my head. And I need to make a decision, not because I feel like that's the next thing I'm going to reach for because I think I should, but I'm going to reach for that thing because that next level of education is going to move the needle for me. It's going to take me where I want to go. So I've met nurses and other professionals as well outside of healthcare who are continually in school. I mean, continually in school. They go from their associates to their masters to their next masters to their PhD to their postdoc, whatever it happens to be. And again, don't get me wrong. I know one nurse practitioner. Blah, blah, blah. Let me try again. And don't get me wrong, I know one nurse practitioner in my life, she's a good friend, she loves school. So going to school for her isn't bright, shiny object syndrome. She loves learning. There's nothing she loves more other than working as an NP, is going to school, learning new skills, amassing new knowledge, and moving into even a new realm of expertise that she has not yet embodied. She is not a person who just does something in a desultory manner and moves on to the next thing. No, she masters everything she does, from flight nursing, med surge, ICU, nurse practitioner school. Now she's getting her PhD, and it makes sense that she is doing that. She is not grasping. She is driven. And that ambition, that driven nature, is a very, very different animal. So I'm not saying that going to school is a bad thing. And my friend I'm describing is an example of that, actually a shining, to use that term, that shining example of someone who is going to school, continuing to get more and more education because it lights her fire. It lights her up. It makes her so very happy, makes her feel intellectually, emotionally, spiritually fulfilled. So that's what it does for her. But for you, yes, you listening, just because some program came across your laptop and you realize, oh my God, that is so cool, I've got to go, that's fine. Do your due diligence so you're not just jumping at the next new thing because it's the next new thing. Ask yourself, is this really what I want? Am I willing to do the work, to do the due diligence, to figure out if this thing is the right thing for me? What are my motivations for pursuing this particular degree, this certification, going for this particular exam, or even going to this conference that's calling me? What's the motivation? What is it that I want to get out of it? What is the goal I'm going to set for myself for this experience? So rather than sending yourself into a situation where you're setting yourself up for big disappointment and feelings of emptiness and disgruntlement because you jumped into something just because, make sure you're doing it thoughtfully and mindfully so that you're making the choices for your career and your personal life as well that make sense for you in this moment and that it's not something you're doing just because. So certifications, nursing specialty certifications, can present a very similar pattern of behavior. So there are lots of nurses out there with a long alphabet soup after their name. And you think, oh my God, how do they even remember all the certifications or credentials that they have? Now, there's a certain point where it becomes laughable and you hope that they don't put all those credentials on their resume or their business card because it's going to run onto several lines because they have so many. I should talk. I have several, but I've seen people who have so many that they have to pick and choose what they put on their business card or on their resume. So for your certifications, having a bunch of nursing certifications is great. It looks good. It gives you credibility out in the world. It can help you land specific types of jobs or promotions. That is wonderful. However, I want to make sure that you go after certifications for good reason. I'm a really big fan of spending time, money, resources, and blood, sweat, and tears when it makes sense on every level. There's the financial concerns. If you're going to go back to school or pursue an expensive certification program, think about the financial investment you're making and if it's prudent to do so. That's where bright, shiny object syndrome can mess you up if you get yourself into a situation you can't get out of or that you wish you had gotten out of because now you're an extra $30,000 in debt and you realize that it was the wrong graduate program. And believe me, I have spoken with people who've called me saying, oh my God, Keith, I am $30,000 in debt or more for this particular degree, and I'm miserable because I didn't do my due diligence before I jumped into the program and signed on the dotted line and wrote the check. So confusion results when we go after everything under the sun because we think we're supposed to and we're afraid to miss out on something. Remember being, let's say, 5 years old and you're laying there and the sun isn't quite down yet, but your parents made you go to bed in the summer before the sun went down and you can hear kids outside playing and you can still smell the barbecue from your neighbor next door and you're fighting sleep because you don't want to miss out on what's happening next. And for that five-year-old, the bright, shiny object syndrome is just the excitement of a five-year-old not wanting to miss out on life. And you can't blame him or her for wanting that. But as adults, we can make that choice to go to bed when everyone else is playing. We can make that choice to not jump into graduate school because all of our friends from our BSN program are in graduate school and we think we should be too. So we don't want to get caught in that trap of feeling like we're going to miss out on the party if we're not keeping up with everyone else down the street because we want to have the same alphabet soup after our names that they do. So remember your five-year-old self. Remember that little innocent child who didn't want to miss out on the party, who wanted to have the fun, who wanted to be out in the street playing when the sun was going down and everyone else was out and you're in bed because your parents made you go to bed. So look at your career in that way. Like, do you feel like you've boxed yourself into a corner in your nursing career and it's time to make a change because you are feeling like you're missing out? Maybe there is truth to the feeling that you're feeling. Maybe there is truth to the sense that there's something out there that's missing, that one more piece to your nursing career is going to put you over the top and you're really going to be happy then. But make sure you're aware that when you pin your happiness, your personal and professional fulfillment on that one thing you think is going to do it for you, it may not be the thing that's going to do it. Now, of course, you're going to say, well, Keith, how do I know if it's the thing that's going to do it for me or not? How do I know if it's bright, shiny object syndrome in my nursing career or not? And I will tell you this. One, talk to someone like me. I'm not trying to sell you coaching, but talk to a mentor. Talk to someone you respect, admire, trust, or love, and tell them what you're thinking and get their honest feedback, especially someone who has done or understands what it is you would like to do. The other thing you can do, and I've talked about this on the show and on my blog before, is engage in informational interviews. Informational interviews are a great way to check yourself at the door. If you decide you're going to go after this one particular thing, stop right there. Go on LinkedIn, use your network however you can, talk to me, talk to other people you know, get some informational interviews set up with people who are doing the thing that you're thinking of doing, shadow someone, pick somebody's brain, learn what that is all about so that you can make a prudent decision based on your due diligence, based on the research you've done in service of the thing that you're thinking of taking on. This is how you get around bright, shiny object syndrome. If you have a notion that you're jumping into something because you just start jumping into it, or you can't really explain to someone in your life why you're going back to graduate school, or why you're signing up for that PhD program, or why you're pursuing this particular certification that you know is going to kick your butt and really tax your pocketbook or your wallet, sit down with someone so that you can talk it through. Make some list of your priorities. Make lists of pros and cons. You can even do a SWOT analysis. I have done an episode on SWOT analyses before, and I'll talk about it here very briefly. A SWOT analysis analyzes your strengths, your weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. And you can apply your SWOT analysis to your nursing career, to your pursuit of higher education, you can apply it to your family life or your relationships. Look at the strengths, look at the weaknesses, look at the opportunities and threats. These will help you to assess that situation, to assess how you're thinking about it, to assess how you are attempting to move forward, and the things that will strengthen the case, weaken the case, or threaten your ability to actually pursue this particular path. It will also illuminate for you the opportunities that you see available to you if you pursue this particular path. So jobs are a place where we can get into trouble when we make a job switch without really thinking. And I've talked to too many nurses who've switched jobs because they felt like they should, but they didn't really do their research and then they regretted what they did. So jobs can be a source of trouble for us here in bright, shiny object syndrome land. Going back to school can be one of those problems. It can also come up for us in our relationships, in our personal lives, anywhere in our lives where we're grasping and reaching for more. That's the place where we can get stuck, get into trouble, or work our way through it and come out to a very amenable solution that really works for us in this particular moment. Now, when you were finishing nursing school, do you know how people talk about what they want to do and what residencies they're going to go after and what they feel like they want to be when they grow up as a grown-up nurse, you know, when you're a novice nurse just getting out of school? And you know how those sexy, really exciting nursing specialties, the ones that most people talk about, like the ER, or the ICU, that's what everybody wants to do. And then you get the odd person like me who says, you know what, I want to do home health. And everybody looks at the person like they have four heads. Or somebody says, you know, I really want to be a school nurse, or I want to go into research. And people are pulling their hair out because they can't believe doing something that to them is apparently so boring. Now, that bright, shiny object for a lot of those new nurses is the ER. The ER is the be-all and end-all of nursing. That's where things are exciting and sexy and new, and you can experience all these wonderful things. And yes, some people get out of nursing school, get into an awesome ER residency program, and they kick but they have an awesome time and maybe they work in the ER for the rest of their careers for 30 or 40 years. But some people follow that bright, shiny object syndrome. They follow that sexy thing that everybody says is the thing you're supposed to do, and they realize that they made a grave error. So make sure, like I said earlier, you do your research. Figure out what you actually want. Figure out what makes sense for you. And again, writing it down, talking to trusted advisors, doing your SWOT analysis and your pros and cons, that is going to help you alleviate and avoid a great deal of pain that you might otherwise not have avoided. So I hope that this has given you some food for thought about bright, shiny object syndrome when it comes to your personal life, to your career, to your life as a nurse and a healthcare professional. I hope you feel empowered to make some very intelligent and prudent choices. And I want you to take some inspired action every day in the interest of your professional satisfaction in your career development, no matter what it happens to be. I want you to make note that I'm on Facebook Live every Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern, if you want to join me for a live conversation, or you can listen and watch the videos that are archived at facebook.com/nursekeithcoaching pretty much every week. And I also want to acknowledge that the Nurse Keith Show is edited and produced by Tim Hollowell of thepodcastinggroup.com, and that social media and promotion are handled by Mark Cappy Speeson. Tim and his team and Mark are on my team, and I can't stop thanking them for their help and their support. Please remember to check out my new podcast, Mastering Nursing, over at nursingdegreedatabase.com/podcast. Stay positive, care for yourself and others. Take inspired action in the interest of your career, and tune in again as we explore how to take your life and your nursing career to the next level. Be well, dig deep, seek joy, keep in touch, and adios till next time from beautiful Santa Fe, New Mexico.